Well, in new atheist and secularist circles today, faith, as you know, is regularly ridiculed. It's pre-scientific mumbo-jumbo. It's just a bunch of uncritical nonsense. It's credulity. It's accepting things. I'm no evidence. It's surrendering your intellectual integrity, et cetera, et cetera. I hear it every day. Read someone like Christopher Hitchens, and you find an echo of Immanuel Kant, who said, you know, dare to know. Hitchens says, it's time to grow up. Faith is just a surrender to some authority figure. It's time for you to think for yourself. Look in the much of the secular media, and people of faith are presented as, you know, either yahoos or wild-eyed fanatics. If you want to see evidence of this, look at Bill Maher's Religious, you know, how people of faith are presented. Well, I think the new encyclical, so it's written, as Pope Francis said, by four hands. It's written under his name, but was written largely by Papa Ratzinger. And it's called Lumen Fidei, The Light of Faith. I think it's an attempt to respond to this caricature of faith. The text is wonderful. It's rich. It's very elusive. It's very smart, full of cultural insight. And so though it's signed by Francis, it bears the marks. Anyone that's read Josef Ratzinger over the years can see Ratzinger's style in it very much. Well, it would take me hours to develop, you know, all the motifs and themes in it. I'll just say three simple things that the popes, you might say, have said about faith. Here's the first one. Faith is not irrational. In fact, faith is the reasonable response to the Creator God. Now, here's what Pope Ratzinger, Pope Francis, means. We valorize technological reason, and for good reason. You know, technology has been a wonderful thing, and all the benefits to the human race that have come from it. But technological reason is a very aggressive reason. It puts things under a bright light, puts them on an operating table, it analyzes them, it asks its questions, and makes the thing answer, right? It's more objectifying and more aggressive, more interruptive. Well, who is God? God is not an object in the world, precisely because God is the creator of all things. As I've often said in Thomas Aquinas, God is not ens summum, the highest being. He's ipsum esse, which means to be itself. God's the sheer energy of existence from which all finite things have come. Now, what does that mean? It means he cannot be, even in principle, the object of an aggressive investigation. You can't put God on the operating table. You can't put God under the bright light of analytical reason. Which is why, and you find it throughout the Bible, God's associated with darkness. Now, with light, too, and I'll get to that. But there's association with darkness. Why? Because as Isaiah the prophet said, thou, O God of Israel, art a hidden God. He doesn't mean hidden like the dark side of the moon, which is just, it's just something in the world that's provisionally hidden. Or hidden like Bigfoot. You know, is there a Bigfoot? I don't know. He might be hiding somewhere. Not in that sense. It means God, in principle, is hidden from the aggressive gaze of technological reason. And that's why, you know, God is in shadow, you might say. God's always in the darkness, always seen out of the corner of our eyes. And it's why faith is the proper response to the living God. Second point now, under this same rubric, God is not a distant force, an abstract principle, but God is a person. Well, persons, even human persons, in the same way cannot be simply analyzed in that aggressive way. I'm going to put you under the microscope, under the bright light, I'll understand you. No, persons are known fully only when they disclose themselves to us, which is why, even in regard to a human person, faith is the right response, is an acceptance in trust. The point here is, faith is not unreason. Faith is right reason in regard to God and the things of God. I'm using John Henry Newman's language there, but it's a very important point to hold off the Christopher Hitchens and the Bill Maher's of the world today. Okay, here's a second point the popes make about faith. it's darkness, as I've been saying, but faith is a darkness that turns to light. Now, why? Once you accept the address of the living God, you've responded in faith to the address of God. Now you've found the proper organizing principle of your whole life. God, who's not one thing among many. See, so I'm interested in my job as rector of the seminary. I'm interested in Word on Fire. I'm interested in my family. I'm interested in all sorts of things. God isn't one of those many things I'm interested in. God is the ground of all existence. Hence, God is that which speaks in and through all things. Furthermore, God, therefore, is the power that unites the self. He's the light shed on all aspects of the self. In light of God, I now know what to do, what to think, what to prioritize, how to behave. Faith, therefore, is darkness, yes, but it's also luminosity. It's also light, hence the title, Lumen Fidei. By the light of faith, I know who I am. To me, one of the most interesting parts of the encyclical was the analysis of idolatry. When you don't have faith, right, you don't accept the address of the living God, what's going to happen? As Chesterton said, you don't stop believing, you start believing in anything. In other words, now you're looking here, there, following all sorts of idols. Wealth, pleasure, honor, power, worldly glory, etc. Necessarily, the popes say here, it's interesting, necessarily, when you stop having faith, you become a polytheist. Because you're running after a whole slew of different idols. It is by no means accidental that, in the Bible, the devils speak in the plural. The devil, the demonic, is a splintering power. Faith is a unifying and illuminating power. Okay, here's a third observation, one I also find extremely interesting from this encyclical. Faith is liberating. Faith means freedom. And here's how the popes get at it. They go back to St. Paul. Paul famously says in Galatians, and especially Romans, that we are justified not by works of the law, but through faith, right? Faith justifies. Well, the popes read that not so much in the Lutheran way as demonizing good works, but this way. Whenever I think I will find the meaning of my life on my own terms, I lock myself in the very narrow space of my ego. So I will justify myself. I'll save myself through my own efforts, my own thoughts, my own accomplishments. I'm locked in this narrow space. You are, in fact, justified, saved, liberated, not by your own accomplishment, but by a surrender to the purpose of God. There's faith. Faith is a surrender to the alluring darkness of what God wants you to become. Faith opens you to this infinitely vast space of God's intentions for you. And that's why faith is not debilitating. Faith is liberating. Faith opens up the heart and the soul and the mind to these infinite horizons. We are justified, saved, liberated, not by our own efforts, but by faith. Faith gets you out of the infinitely boring space of your own little ego. That's why I would say in conclusion, again, looking at these two popes, Benedict and Francis, this encyclical is Benedict's last and Francis's first great challenge to the secularism that's already overrun much of Europe, that threatens to overrun our country, and that threatens to debilitate the human project. That's why these two popes, I think, are speaking now so strongly in favor of faith.